Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession live from Cheltenham Racecourse, as we were last year, John.
It's becoming a yearly event.
Well, it's mainly because I listened back to the first year you were in Cheltenham, and you slagged off my solo episode. I thought it was very good, John.
Did you listen back to it?
I had to listen back to it. Do you think I've not got a very good self-edit?
It's sort of homemade quality to it.
I realised what that was I hadn't turned the microphone on.
Well, that can happen, can't it?
Might give it another go one day. I won't do. It's lovely here. Lovely day here, isn't it?
Overlooking the course.
It's like it's like a reverse episode, isn't it? Because we went to Sutton on Saturday.
We kind of already done the episode, really.
Yeah. Most of the content of this week's episode will be from live from Sutton United with Tim Vine.
Yeah.
It was a lovely day out, wasn't it, John?
Day.
Other than the result.
The football.
But, you know. Have you had a bet on the first race, John?
No, I haven't.
Why not?
I can't really decide what to do. It's a bit of a minefield.
Oh. I think I'm going to go for Fiddler on the Roof.
Fiddler on the Roof. Top. It's a top hole.
Kiddie Fiddler on the Roof.
It's the top hole pick for that race.
Sunrise, sunset.
Like that.
No. I mean, there's loads of stuff there.
Doesn't work.
Yes, we had a lovely day at Sutton. We're going to have a lovely day here at Cheltenham. One thing we want to say, isn't it, John, was thank you so much for the feedback, the amount of feedback, the lovely feedback we've had from friends, from family, from Foffs, from Jamie Reid's family, from Jamie Reid himself, from strangers, from
people who've never listened.
Just people who've never listened before. Thank you so much for the lovely feedback. We loved making episode 100. It was a true thrill to meet the man. He was everything we wanted, and the feedback has given us much, it's just as much joy in it, John. It's been
absolutely
really made us probably do at least 50 more.
We'll commit to another 50.
Let's get to Christmas.
See how we are.
Till the season starts.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's get to the clocks when the season starts. When the clocks go back. Yes, any letters, John? Are we going to do that now or are we going to do that later on?
Let's hear from Tim Vine at Sutton and then we'll come back afterwards. And do some letters.
The National Obsession.
So we are deep in the bowels, John, of... where are we, Sutton United?
Sutton United.
Guests of the club today, John.
Guests of Tim Vine.
Guests of Tim Vine, not the club.
No.
We've not been bought a box, as some people have said.
No.
No one else has sorted that out for us. Tim Vine, very nice comedian, very nice friend, invited us to the game. We didn't realise what it would be, did we, John?
Friend of the National Obsession. He's been a big interview, of course.
Yeah, been a big interview.
He just loves the podcast.
We did not know what it would be.
No.
Turned up. It's a round table lunch, John.
Well, let me start by I was waiting for you because you were a little bit late and I was waiting for you outside the ground for about 15-20 minutes. Most exciting 15 minutes of my life. Saw the podcast.
We are. Sorry, Tim. We'll interview you in a minute.
All right, leave us alone. Could be involved at some point.
Saw the team coach arrive, gave the boys away, felt a bit Paul Bastard doing that, just saluting them as they arrived.
That's a good thing.
Then the match officials arrived.
What did Jamie do? On the ice, John.
I couldn't. Is
that the window?
Blacked out.
Oh,
couldn't
see.
Then some of the Sutton players arrived.
Mm-hmm.
One of them in a van with his own name on it.
Oh, I love that.
Which is very National League. A van with his own name on it.
Who's he put? Vanarama, John.
Vanarama.
Probably gets a reduced rate per week. And then we've, then I got here eventually, got changed in the car park, John, didn't I?
Yeah.
Went in the ladies' loo by accident. We came in and we've come to what's turned out to be a sit-down lunch.
We walked in and got booed. Ben Curry from Talkie Talk booing us as
did
we
he?
Walked in, yeah. Elbow shakes with Tom Kelly. That was nice.
Oh, that was nice to see Tom Kelly, who I see has since been slagging us off on Twitter.
That's the life of a high roller, isn't it? You're going to have to accept a few knocks.
Listen, we thought we'd come and see how the other half do it, don't we, John? I mean, I'm very much a turn up on a cold terrace kind of a person. That's my thing about football. But here we are, shirt and tie.
If someone says turn up in a nice warm boardroom, I'm happy to do that as well.
Some lunch before it. A raffle, John.
Raffle?
Tim Vine won a bottle of Baileys. He's not opened it.
Really unseemly, actually.
We'll ask him later. Not, we're not talking to you yet, Tim. Not yet, Tim. Thank you.
About you.
Tim Vine. And yes, everyone seems quite confident, don't they, John?
Yeah, very confident. The chairman was a little bit... the chairman, to put it politely, was furious about their defeat to Halifax on Tuesday night.
He was.
Very angry about the state of the pitch at Halifax.
Pitch. I don't think he realised we were Torquay fans.
No.
I don't think Tim had explained that. That's the way it goes. We're all right. And there was as I said, there's a raffle. I do like a raffle.
Yeah.
And then the manager came in, didn't he, John?
Manager
made
a
speech.
Chat. No, it was billed as a manager's Q&A.
Q&A.
No one had any questions for him.
There were none.
Any questions?
He covered it.
No, you've done everything, thanks.
Absolutely covered it.
That's it.
Shortest episode of Question Time I've ever seen. Could have sorted out Brexit.
Jesus, we had the managers, we had the team, the Sutton team, about 2 hours before everybody else.
We know it ages ago.
Could have passed it on to Gary, but we didn't. The spirit of fairness.
I was asked, I was going to ask, yes, could I have specific tactical...
What formation was that?
Yeah, who do you see as the weak link in the talking team? We're joined now by Tim Vine. That's you, isn't it? Tim
Vine. A little bit of a pause before you realised who
no,
I was.
I was trying to think of a way I was going to say who you were,
yes.
With a view to today, but
Yes, I invited you both here, and it's a great pleasure to welcome you to Sutton United's hallowed function room.
Function room, it's lovely,
yeah.
Tim.
Yeah.
We weren't expecting like a bit of lunch, but it's been like a proper sit. It's been like
very
a
nice,
wedding.
Isn't it?
It's been like a terrible wedding.
How dare you? Actually, I'll say this: the food's very good.
Very nice food.
Very
good food.
Chicken, sort of thing.
Yeah. Tim won a Baileys, big bottle of Baileys.
Yeah, and the raffle, they always have a choice of things, and lifeboat tea.
Yes.
There are always boxes of that. I've got cupboards full of that at home, so I thought, today, no lifeboat tea.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know if someone is...
They sponsor the away goals or something, or...?
As I was saying to you earlier, it's not the tea I mind, it's the boat trips.
I liked it when the manager...
You followed it up with a very good joke.
A good joke.
This tea's a bit choppy, he said. It's very good.
This tea's a bit choppy. Sutton United, Tim, still love them.
I do. I'll be honest with you. When I first heard someone ask me that question,
yeah.
I didn't know much about them. I'd been sort of becoming a Sutton fan. It had been slightly sort of thrust upon me through simply saying, "Oh, I saw them once." You know, oh, I hear you. Then followed by the next interview. I hear you're a great Sutton fan.
Yeah.
You know, tell me about your. But actually, this season more than any other season, I've been to games more than ever since, and I absolutely I'm a fan.
You seem to be quite involved in the inner sanctum.
Well,
you've got a club tie, people know your name, they take the mick out of you in the speeches.
No, well, Bruce, the chairman, Bruce Elliott, very nice chap, and he's welcomed me into the fold.
Yeah, is he trying to get you on the board? In the club.
Is there an origami joke about being welcomed into the fold? There must be. I went to the origami headquarters.
And you can get there first. I went to...
Welcome me into the fold.
Yeah. I went to... an origami's.
I've just started working for Origami HQ.
He's an origami shepherd.
They welcomed me into the fold. Oh, we've got two going on there, have you?
Two I've gone for. Does it work with two? A pun, Tim? Or do you normally have to go
do
one?
Shepherds have folds?
Shepherds have a fold of sheep, don't they? It's a fold of sheep. A flock.
It's flock,
of sheep.
Exactly.
A fold.
What is wrong with him, viewers?
My brain's gone.
Watch
their
fold by night, isn't
it? It's a fold of sheep. You can have a fold of sheep.
You're not mixing up with a young horse as a foal. Is that helping you? I had a joke, actually, which I haven't really tried out. Now I'm just trying it out on you.
Okay, go on.
Seeing as you... I mean,
it's always
good.
Your
grasp of what words mean in their proper context is obviously a bit shaky. But I've got a pop-up book.
Oh, yeah.
With things that have happened, depicting things that have happened... over the last decade. And so I give it to people and then just watch how events unfold. Is there something in that? It's not really
why
a joke.
Why is it a pop-up book?
Oh, because yeah, they sort of unfold, yeah, don't yeah. they? Yeah. I think it might be. I might put that in. I welcomed him into the unfold.
People unfold a map.
Oh, unfurled. That's unfurled.
Unfurled.
Oh.
You don't know.
It's difficult, isn't it? No, you unfold a map, don't you? That's sort
Can
of
I
thing
say,
you...
I'm sure that this podcast gets a lot of
viewers, people love
a
it.
A lot of people listen to it, but...
It gets edited down.
I don't think our unfold stuff is adding to it.
Do you get to go on the pitch ever at half-time or anything, Tim?
I was once the mascot, and I led them out, and it was on Soccer AM.
Was it?
They did a little thing of it. And the funniest bit of it was that I was standing at the head of the queue next to who the captain was in those days, and as the camera came towards me, I then said to him, "Can I hold your hand?" And he goes, "No, mate."
No, mate. Just angrily.
So, yeah. So, but that was a great thrill.
So, where will we be sitting today, Tim? In the
we'll be sitting up in the main stand with the chairman. We'll go via the director's box.
Will I be allowed to cheer if we score? Or
I think you're,
Will John.
I think you might. It might be. It'll look quite conspicuous if you do that. Where you're sitting, but you know, I can't tell you not to behave.
Well, I'll behave. You know, but I just feel like. Might take all the fun out of going to football.
Yeah.
A little bit.
If well, I can't as I say, welcome cheer to the them club. On.
Welcome to the National League, son.
No, I suspect, I'm rather hoping that it might be a good afternoon for Sutton, not you guys.
John reckons 2-2.
I said 2-2.
That would be a nice result for us, wouldn't it? Sitting together.
I think we're going to win 3-4-1.
Wow. What a patronising thing that one is.
Yeah.
The one is really damning with faint praise.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's like chucking a bit of chicken at a goose.
I've said it now. What do you think the score is going to be?
I think it's going to be 2-1 to us. Sutton.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. In the director's box now.
The boardroom.
Boardroom, sorry. I'm going to do the Sutton United scratch card. £1 to play. I bought you one as well, John. I don't know if you've done it.
Yeah, that's very kind of you. I've not done it. We'll have that bit of
jeopardy. What have I got to find? No.
Crown? No. One crown is £1.
Oh, no.
Two crowns, £2.
No crowns.
Three crowns,
your symbol.
Five.
A bell?
Belt? No.
1,000? Scratch off your symbol. If you receive... No. No. Oh, skull and crossbones. Treasure Island. Scratch off both coconuts. Match two cash amounts to win that amount. £2? £50, no.
Oh,
skull and... three skull and crossbones.
No.
One skull and crossbones. No.
Private booty.
Last one.
Private booty, not Reagan booty.
All three bags. Shake. Shake.
Add up all three numbers. 21.
12. No, nothing. Great podcasting. Great.
The scratch card obsession. Right.
Doing the scratch cards, Tim. You don't seem to buy the scratch card on the way in.
I didn't this time.
We're trying to support the club and you seem to be...
Well, I didn't this time. Partly because... I've never, ever won on the Sunday night just scratch cards.
This is not looking good.
Well, you've got an anchor. That's good, isn't it?
No, it's not. We've got to have a wheel.
You've got to have two anchors.
Going to do that.
No.
Treasure Island, scratch off both coconuts. Going to match them. Here we go.
Go on. £2.
£2. No. It's useless.
What's the bottom one?
Reagan booty.
Scratch off all bags, add up all three numbers.
Private booty.
Say private booty.
Oh, pirate booty.
One. 9, 10.
It's got to be a 1, isn't it?
Or 11.
Or 9.
11 or a 2. No. Rubbish.
Yeah. Very disappointing.
Yeah. Don't do the Sutton United scratch card.
No, do, because it gets money for the... Never mind, it's gone.
We don't want them to be successful, Tim. Not today. We're here with Martin Gritton, which is the most exciting thing
joke
that's happened.
You interrupt again.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not
me. Gritton, you're here for Radio Devon.
Yes.
Is that that's a regular gig now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. I'm covering the Argyle games in Torquay when I'm lucky enough to get one in the area. So it's nice to be down here today.
Yeah, it's nice to be. And did you ever play on a 3G pitch?
we used
your
to
hamstrings put up with it?
No,
knee?
My knees are like tinfoil on these pitches, and you'd have to unfold me like a deck chair to get me back out to training during the week. So, my second spell at Torquay under Buckle, we used to train at South Devon College a lot. I think the lads still use that.
Yeah,
so
they've been there a week, I think. Yeah.
So, but to be honest, this Torquay team looks like it's set up to play on these pitches. Bags of pace, yeah. Move the ball really quickly, bit of quality. So I'll be looking forward to seeing them today.
John, that's how you do proper football,
that's football
stuff
analysis.
There. That's football analysis, not going, here, he looks good.
Did your week peak with Jamie Reid saying that he used to watch you growing up? You and David Graham.
This is the thing. So
heroes.
I grabbed Jamie after a game once and just shook hands because it was one of those games. I think it might have been Woking or something where it was a thankless task for him up front on his own, doing all the hard work. So I went, listen, well done. And then he said, oh, Martin, and I thought he was going to say something like, oh, I know a teammate that knows you, blah, blah, blah. But he actually said, remember when you came into my school and took a coaching session? I mean, to make me feel any older.
I was like quoting players like Exeter City players with him and stuff, and he was like, I don't know who any of those people are.
No, and I was not like, in his peer group at all. But I'm delighted to see him get on the pod because I was just, he seems quite softly spoken, nice guy, but what a player.
We had two names.
Just so good to watch.
We had two names of people we wanted to interview for the 100th. One was Jamie Reid, the other one was Martin Gritton, and we thought, we'll never get him.
We'll never get him.
We can't afford him. Hey.
Oh, this is it. You don't worry, mate. If the BBC can afford me, you guys can afford me. A bag of chips and a pint after the game. That's all.
We're sat with all the directors today. So
hobnobbing. You're both in suits. It's weird. It's not a court case. It's just wearing suits.
You always come to football like this. It's just how we dress.
You always look professional, John. That's the thing.
proper pro.
Absolutely.
Right, well,
congrats on your 100th show, by the way.
Oh, that's kind of you, Martin. Thank you so much.
An excellent podcast.
Thank you. Well, that's very kind of you. And we will speak to you maybe today, if not in the future.
Up the goals.
Hello, Army. Tim thinks we need to hear the Angel Plastics tune. Sounds like their version of Torbay Taxis.
I don't know what that is.
It's like their version of Torbay Taxis, okay. John, I think.
Tim's just literally walked two paces to the PA station.
I think he owns the club. He's like Roman Abramovich.
Big deal around
here. You're like Roman Abramovich around here, Tim.
Yes, I am, aren't I? Now, look, no eye contact. So I've had a word with them, and they play the Angel Plastics theme tune at the start of the match because they are our sponsors, and to play the match early would be... To play the song early would be wrong.
I'm sort of more nervous because we've done the whole build up, Tim.
Yeah.
Like you feel like you're involved. I just bumped into Jamie Reid and I bumped into Gary Johnson.
All household names, yeah. And it's exciting, isn't it? It's that lovely. We're still waiting for the Angel Plastics theme tune to come in.
That's all I'm here waiting for.
Yeah.
That's what I am waiting for.
Shouldn't be long now.
Any minute now, the Angel Plastics. What do they rhyme plastics with? Fantastic.
Angel Plastics. They've got the lot. They've got to rhyme
with
lots.
Oh, they've got the lot.
Yeah.
Angel Plastics.
And
The flipping lot.
They might rhyme lot with lot. Right?
Yeah. They have got the lot, though.
I am actually thinking of sponsoring a match because you get your name on there and I can actually have my own theme tune.
Lovely.
Tim Vine.
Pen behind the ear. Half time pen behind the ear.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Yeah.
It'd be lovely, wouldn't it? It'd be really good. There we go. Touching you.
In the green lane.
Sweet Timmy Vine. I've seen a few foffs and I feel judged. I feel like we're not the everyman they thought we were.
They thought we were one of them. We turned out we're not.
We've taken the corporate pound. John, you've really taken to it.
I've really taken
to it. I'm not for it, but you've really taken to the corporate lifestyle.
Including, we walked back through from the area where we're having some food back to the bar. At some point, someone called you prawn sandwich bastard.
Prawn sandwich bastard. I don't know who it was, but I agree with you, sir. I agree with you.
Angel Plastics theme tune has just come on. Here we go. The
day's
peaking.
Now.
Angel Plastics. Not yet. Hang on. We're a builder's paradise. Angel Plastics.
Lovely. What do they mean?
Plastics.
There it is. It's 1-0 to Sutton. It was a free kick in a good area. I didn't think it was a penalty, but you seemed to.
I thought it was a free kick. Yeah, I thought it was.
But they have been a better team as well, John, haven't they?
Much better. We haven't got going.
Tim Vine thrilled.
I'm just enjoying it.
That's good. Enjoy yourself.
It was a tremendous free kick.
I agree with the bloke who said shush.
I'm sorry about that language.
It was an excellent free kick.
Yes, it was.
We go again, as they say. We go again.
Yes, indeed. It's not the end of the match. I don't know what sort of game you're thinking of. One goal doesn't kill it.
Oh, does it not?
We don't play golden goal here.
What is the earliest we can go home? Politely.
When is it politely we're allowed to leave?
It's lovely to be here.
Arriving fashionably late. We are not playing, John, are we?
No.
We don't seem to be able to play football.
Absolutely appalling. It's 2-0 Sutton.
Yes, I forgot to inform you that the car park is locked until 6:15.
We are just... They are good going forward. They are cutting us open.
Yeah.
We don't seem to be able to get the ball down or to any of our strikers, so...
70 minutes in and we have a corner.
First corner, John. We've brought in some attacking players. Connor Lemonhay Evans with his wonderful right foot curls it into the back stick. They're all holding on to it and it's poofed away.
That's pretty much the story of the afternoon.
Tim Vine, would you like to sum up your thoughts on Torquay United today?
Yeah, it's been a very solid game from Sutton, and right from the off we look very dangerous at the front, the two front guys, and it was 2-0, and then that 2-0 lead has never looked like being shaken, and it was particularly in the second half very solid at the back. I'm very proud of my team.
And what did you think of Torquay United?
Torquay United, I like the kit, I like the fans. I love the town, the Osborne Hotel.
Oh yeah,
beautiful
lovely
view, nice tennis court.
Yeah.
Babbacombe Theatre, wonderful.
Oh yeah, lovely. Bruce Forsyth started his career.
In all honesty, I was saying to you beforehand that in this league, you could have a day like today where it looks like we are just the better team, and we play again tomorrow, it'd be different.
Yeah.
So we got the rubber in the green, 2-0 Sutton, final whistle.
There it is.
Thank you.
Oh, there we are, John. We're in the car park. What a
can't most, see.
One of the most surreal. We are one of the most surreal days I've ever had at the football.
It was a very strange day, wasn't it?
But really looked after by the people of Sutton. Thank you, Tim Vine, for inviting us.
Mm.
And they've invited us back, John, if we ever want to be Sutton fans.
It's quite tempting.
I mean, they were very good.
To be honest. Nice people.
We couldn't get hold of the ball. I think Reedy touched it 5 times. I think we had one shot on target. Ah, look. If they could find consistency, they'd be playing at a higher level. Anyway,
precisely.
We're not about football.
No, we're not.
Doesn't matter. Marvellous. Right, I'm going to Cardiff, John.
Right.
We will pick this up at Cheltenham Races.
Beautiful. Of course.
The National Obsession.
It's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Oh, that was beautiful, John.
Maybe the nicest we've ever done.
It was nice, wasn't it?
If Letter from a Listener is, or anything Proclaimers based, is any of the horses here today, I am lumping on.
You're on. I've got a nice...
Jabbar is what they're saying for Jabbar no Jabbar. More. General Principle no more.
It's
a non-runner. Don't
bet on that.
That's the sort of thing I bet on. Remember, I am a terrible bettor.
I've got a nice 33-1 later on.
Oh, have you?
An outside bet. It's very
like
nice.
It. Very good work.
Well,
say what it is now, so when it comes out, people can check if you won or not.
I can't remember what it's called. Hold on. It was called... Hold on. It was in... I think it was
come
in
on,
one
John.
Of the late races. Here we go.
You should know the name of your 33-1.
Well, I still haven't actually put it on yet because I've had Lord Schnitzel. Yeah, that's
33-1.
Get on
Lump
it.
On it.
Each way.
I mean,
apparently.
This will be out by then. But, yeah. You know. Any letters,
up?
John?
Yes, we got some lovely, lovely letters. Thanks for your letters. Let's start with. We've got quite a few to get through,
okay,
actually.
Good.
Kelvin Aplin. Who says, hello fellas, I've just listened to episode 35.
Why not?
When you discuss fans that purchased an early bird season ticket for the 18-19 season who had their pictures taken by someone from the club, one of them you mentioned was called James Bond. I do vaguely remember that.
Oh yes, I remember that, yeah. Sponsored it was a long James time ago, Bond. 65 eps ago.
I think Kelvin's sort of catching up bit by bit.
Yeah, well done,
I happen
Kelvin.
To work with this James Bond.
Oh.
Did you ever get in touch with him? No, I
no.
should get him on.
No.
Can we get
don't
him
know how
on?
To get hold of him.
Well, he wouldn't have a phone
number,
would he?
Very difficult to get hold of.
He wouldn't have a... You wouldn't have that sort of phone number. On another matter, have you purchased the Joan cardigan yet? No.
Got that. This is like yesterday's news today. we haven't given, but maybe if you'd like to look into it for us, we can still bring that back. We've sort of dropped. When you get to episode 100, you'll notice that John is rarely called Joan Cardigan anymore.
We forgot about it for a bit. It's sort of making a comeback.
You can bring it back.
He says, perhaps you could do the non-league 72 and visit all grounds in the NL, NLS and NLN to raise the funds required to...
I think you've obviously not listened to how much we visit about four grounds a season.
We won't be doing that. Look, here comes some horses now.
Ooh, some horses, John.
Trotting
very
past.
Nice. Yep, very nice. Thank you. Yep.
He says, kind regards on the ice in the bay.
On
Kelvin,
the ice in the bay. Up Kelvin. The goals. Any more? Down the line.
Down the line, in the ground. There's a few of them. Sam Roger, the Jolly Roger, says, on the ice to you both.
Just on the ice.
No. There's a few of them, and these are like sort of greetings cards. A quick note to say congratulations to you both on 100 episodes of varying quality.
Oh.
How dare you? From the peaks of Car Park Sea to the troughs of that dreadful nativity episode, it's been a pleasure.
But what, John?
Comes up far
people
too much.
Saying that's lower than the Cheltenham episode, just so you realise.
I don't think Sam's heard that episode. Wonder, he says, I wonder what the next 100 episodes will bring. More trike tools? Fingers crossed, Ebbs Fleet stay up and don't end up in the bay. Much love, yeah. Sam. Foff 28, I
car
think.
Car Park
C,
we want that, don't we? We want a bit of Car Park C.
Want to go back there next year. Yeah. Stephen Baker, our Hales Owen correspondent,
Stephen.
Says, following on from my correspondence a couple of weeks ago,
results. They're in the semis, aren't they, John?
In town. Yes. I'm delighted to tell you our runners continued and we're now into the semi-finals. Barnett proved no match for the mighty Yelts. And there are two-legged semi-final against Concord Rangers away from a trip to Wembley.
Concord, tough
John,
away
I can
trip.
Promise you that a trip to Hailsham will show you that the magic of the FA Trophy is still well and truly alive. The town is buzzing.
Oh,
come on,
come
the Yelts on the ice, Steve. Come on,
you,
Hailsham.
Come on, you Yelts. We'll try and go to the final if they get to the final.
Finals day?
Yeah, why not? Big playoff final. Talkie will be there.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it's very true. We'll all be there. Seems
not
unlikely.
That we're a talkie podcast.
No.
Obviously, we'd go for the whole of the National League.
Whoever gets there, doesn't matter. Mark Ridley says, hi, chaps. Enjoyed episode 100. But when you set the quiz, you never gave the answer.
Oh.
When Charlie parked his car at Reading Railway Station, he stated his rear window was broken by a yellow pole. Was it a slightly jaundiced Robert Lewandowski?
Very nice. When he was playing
nice
for... No, when he was playing for...
Borussia Dortmund.
Borussia Dortmund. Yeah,
yellow
the
pole.
Yellow wall. Yeah.
He says... Keep up the good work. As episode 101 should be about discarding stuff, can I suggest Aldershot Town and that solo episode of Charlie's?
Lovely bit of harsh. Lovely bit there. Harsh.
Very harsh.
Why not?
And finally, Andy Reid. Not
Andy
that
Reid.
One, presumably. He says, hi, John and Charlie. Thanks so much for a wonderful 100 episodes.
Every single one.
Oh, great. I wondered if you're going to raid the back catalogue to put out future episodes. If so, please can I suggest a repeat of the marvellous Calvin Kalala number?
Oh, yes. Maybe we'll play out with that, John, if you can do it. Maybe
on the
not
ice,
from
Andy
Cheltenham.
Reid. Give us a quick rendition.
On the
there.
Ice to you.
He is Calvin.
His name is Calvin.
He is a baller.
He is a baller.
Don't know. Not sure.
Something's
in Paris, they say ooh la la,
la, la
there.
Yeah. He's from Paris, they say ooh la la there. Mm. I know it ends sometimes wears gloves, which
sometimes
is the most thing, I think I'm most proud of in the whole 100 episodes.
Well, I think that seems like a good place to leave it because the racing is about to
John's
start.
John's actually at work.
I'm actually at work. I better get back to
go
work.
Go and produce a national radio show, John. Thank you very much for listening. On the ice to you at NatObs Pod.
I forgot where I was now. nationalobsession@gmail.com. The cravat obsession, I'd like to call
very
it.
Nice.
No, I've gone in
John's
on the cravat.
Cravat.
Now that Nicholas Parsons
is probably
dead.
Normal service will resume next week with just in the studio. We are going to try and do a little bit more. A little bit more out and about, aren't we, John? Yeah. Aren't we, John? Magic. All right, mate.
On the ice. In the studio.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.